One of the biggest perceived barriers to self-care is, I don't have enough time. Have you found yourself saying that? If so, you're lying to yourself. Do you know that? Yep, it's a made-up story. If you're ready to make your own health and wellness a priority, let's spend a little time on mindset. You're willing to commit to everyone else, why not commit to yourself? I'll share 5 ways to help you commit to yourself on this episode of the Take Care Tips podcast. Hello there and welcome. I'm Jennifer Ankoviak. I'm a self-care and wellness advocate, and I created this weekly podcast to give you easy self-care solutions that will help you to take better care of yourself while you're taking care of others. We cover a variety of self-care topics, and at the end of each episode, you get a Take 10 with Jen tip, a self-care action plan that you can accomplish in 10 minutes or less. It will help you to realize that spending even a few little minutes on yourself can bring you big, positive results. As a family caregiver, I learned how easy it is to be consumed by other responsibilities and let your own care slip to the back burner. If you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, you will benefit so much from learning to devote some time for yourself. The strategies we'll go over will be easy, affordable, and will really have an impact. I can't wait for you to feel the difference. Your energy will go up, you'll feel more positive and passionate, healthier and happier, and you will have the strength you need to care for all of those you love in the kind, patient way you want. I've written 3 self-care books, and I've done hundreds of talks, workshops, corporate wellness presentations, and continuing education classes for healthcare professionals on easy, achievable self-care strategies. I'm excited to show you what I've learned and continue to learn about self-care, and I really hope these Take Care tips will help you too. All right, so let's get to the topic for this week's podcast, making a commitment to ourselves. Now, this information will be great for you no matter what time of year you're listening to it, but I do want to let you know that I'm recording it during the week between Christmas and the start of the new year. What a special time of year this is. It's a time when we can really reflect on where we've been, honor the experiences that we've had, maybe choose to bless and release some of them. And then it's also a great time to look forward. Where are we headed with the path we're on right now? And where do we want to go ultimately? Do those things match up? If not, it's a great time to think about some course correction. What kind of changes can we make that will support reaching goals we've set for ourselves? When we're talking about reaching goals, we know that that requires a commitment to ourselves. And that doesn't always come easily or naturally for some of us, especially when so many of us are so focused on taking care of others. We know that self-care feels good when we're able to work it in, right? I mean, we're refreshed after we go for a walk, or we have some laughs with a friend, or we work on something that we love. We feel relaxed after we get a nice bath or have some tea and read a chapter in a book. Even though we feel positive benefits from self-care, making it a true habit does take some work. Plus, we tend to build up so many barriers to self-care. We tell ourselves false stories, and it makes it harder for us than it needs to be. Just like anything we want, creating a healthier life will take some thought and some planning and, yes, a commitment. There's that word, commitment. Before you even start to think about what kinds of self-care activities do you want to work into your schedule, you've got to wrap your mind around committing to making your own well-being a priority. Committing to yourself is like a promise to yourself, right? It means being willing to make daily decisions to support what you want to create for yourself. So it's that acknowledgement that this is about choices. We do have some control here in this commitment and honoring this promise to ourselves to reach our goal. And reaching even a very big goal is achieved in minutes. It's those little choices that we make each day, the little decisions that we make about our behavior that all add up to reaching the big goal. Those choices take the most effort as we're just getting started because it's brand new, right? We've got to find our way. But over time, it does get easier. Our body and brain love the attention that we start to give it. So we start to feel better and that keeps us going. And before long, we've adopted new habits. So what can we do to stay motivated to keep a commitment to ourselves through those uncomfortable parts of the journey? Well, here's kind of a baseline that I love to think about and I'd love to have others think about when they're gearing up to make a commitment to themselves. Think about the positive things that will be part of your daily life when your self-care routine is really up and running. Give that some thought. How will you feel when you wake up? What will you do in the morning? What will your routine be like? What will you do with the extra happy energy you have during the day? How will your relationships improve? What about your productivity? What are you going to be getting done? What will your house look like? Get very specific with this, as specific as you can. If you are at the top of your game, what are things around you going to look like? What are they going to smell like? What are they going to sound like? What are they going to taste like? What are they going to smell like? All of those things, right? I think I said some of the senses a couple times, but you get the point. Having that clear vision is a huge way to keep yourself on track. It's the payoff, right? We need to keep our eye on the prize. And so staying committed to a big goal or a goal that feels a little uncomfortable because it's new gets easier and easier, especially when we have clarity about where we're going. And that all feeds into that. With that as the baseline, let's talk about five things that I've found that really help me to keep a self-care promise to myself. I've been using these things for nearly 20 years now, so they're tested and proven, and I'm excited to share them with you. And the first thing is to figure out your why. You've got to identify why is self-care something that is important to you, and how important is it to you? And that may seem silly. Why is self-care important to me? Well, Jen, because I want to feel better. Okay, but we got to go deeper than that. Why is this a thing for you right now? Maybe you feel so overwhelmed with all the stuff that's in your life right now that you're afraid that you're on the verge of a breakdown. Maybe you've had some kind of an injury or a scary diagnosis, and that has been the thing to really shake you into realizing that you've got to make some changes. Have you noticed that you're short-tempered with people or you don't have the energy that you want lately? Maybe you're struggling with sleep. Think about this. Is there some specific red flag that you've noticed that tells you, hey, I've got to do something here. Something's got to change and soon. In the entrepreneurial business world, when we develop our why for business, there's a saying that says, your why should make you cry. And that's true in this case as well, meaning that your why should have an emotional component to it. It should stir up emotion in you. If you're feeling a lack of emotion around your why, that's a big sign that you need to dig deeper. So be very honest with yourself as you answer the question, why is self-care important to me? Not just because I want to feel better, dig deeper. Do you want to be around longer to spend more time with children and grandchildren? Do you want to set a beautiful example for your family about how we should all be good stewards of the gift that we've been given with our body? Dig on this. keep asking yourself why until you expose some kind of a reason that makes you catch your breath. You will know it when you hit it. It might bring a tear to your eye. There's such power in revealing that within yourself. It's the power of conviction. It's got to be so strong, something so strong that it will pull you back on track if you fall off. It's got to be the kind of thing that just saying your why out loud invigorates you, energizes you, just really pumps you up. So spend some time on that. Jot down some notes. Why is self-care important to you? The second thing that will help you in keeping a commitment to yourself is to schedule your me time. Around here, if it's not on the calendar, it doesn't get done. I've got a lot of moving parts and pieces to manage here of my own life and the lives and schedules of my family and my kids. And so it's important, right, to get it all down and to get it all scheduled so that we have time to do the things that we want to do, of course. So maybe this time of year, you have a shiny new planner for the new year. Crack that baby open and block off some time for you first every day. Could be as little as 10 minutes, but block it off. And this might sound kind of simple, but people don't do it. And it's important. There's really something very big about seeing that appointment with yourself in black and white, carrying exactly the same weight as all of the other important appointments that you have in that calendar. So whether it's a digital calendar that you keep or a good old school, write it down kind of a paper calendar, block it out for yourself. Make it a priority. It becomes real that way. And it actually helps you to say no when needed in an easier way. Because when you have a commitment like that on your calendar, no becomes, I'm sorry, I have another commitment then. Can we look for another time? It's that easy. To make time for your self-care in that calendar of yours, you may need to edit out some things that aren't necessary. So ask yourself, is there something that I can delegate? Is there something that I can just cancel altogether? Is there something maybe that can be pared down? Weed out from your schedule the activities that you regularly say yes to that really aren't that important to your life. Maybe they don't benefit your life in any way. Remember that when you say no to unnecessary things, it opens up space for you to say yes to your self-care and to support your commitment to yourself for self-care. The third thing is to have a backup plan. Kind of funny, I know, that I would include something like this in a talk when I'm trying to get you all fired up about committing to yourself no matter what. But guess what? The no matter what happens in life, right? Even when we are firmly committed to things, other things pop up, surprises that we can't always control. And what will you do when that happens? It's important to think it through before it happens so that you're prepared. So let's say you've planned to go to the gym after work, but surprise, you're called into a meeting and that runs late. So what will you do? Well, you could either go to the gym as planned, and then you're probably going to be behind in your schedule at home and you'll be late eating dinner and you'll be kind of stressed about all of that. You could abandon the whole thing about working out because that meeting popped up, and that's probably not going to make you feel great either because you've made a promise to yourself and now you're breaking that promise. So that's not going to feel great. Or maybe you've thought it through, you have your backup plan, and okay, if you get held up at work on a night when you're supposed to be going to the gym after work, you're going to go home, you're going to eat your healthy dinner, and then you're going to do 30 minutes of stretches or some other kind of workout that you can do at home. So you're going to fit it all in, even though you need to flip-flop things a bit, And having that kind of a strategy in place is going to diffuse any kind of feelings of failure that can pop up. That's normal, right? If something breaks a pattern or a habit that we're trying to create, we could fall off the wagon kind of hard. But if we have this strategy in place and we give ourselves the grace to understand that things are going to happen, it gets us through it. It can be extra helpful to journal your experiences around this kind of thing. Thinking it through and writing it down helps to keep us honest and accountable about how we will still keep our self-care a priority, even if plans need to change a little bit. The fourth thing is to customize your self-care plan. This is a really important one too. So for some people, going to a spa might be the ultimate in self-care. For others, they say, no way, I need to be outside. I want to take a hike. Others might like to sit still, but still be mentally active. So maybe working on a craft or a hobby. And you yourself might like the idea of all three of those things. Self-care shouldn't be forced. It is not a one-size-fits-all kind of an endeavor. On any day, you should be asking yourself, what do I need to support myself? Physically, mentally, emotionally. On some days, you might need to relax and do absolutely nothing. That might be your self-care time. Other times, you might need to do something big and physical to burn off extra energy. It's worth the time to plan self-care activities that are tailored to your specific needs, because that's how you're going to feel the fastest positive results. And so it fuels the whole thing in a very positive way. It's worth your time to take the time to plan those activities around things that you really need in your life in those moments. And then the fifth thing is to evaluate your environment. Is your home set up to support you in your commitment to self-care? So do you have a space that's all laid out for you that if you need someplace quiet to unwind? Do you have a place where you can move and stretch or exercise? Do you have whatever supplies you need for your self-care activities that are organized and accessible? As we talked about in the podcast episode on decluttering our spaces, we know that your environment can either support or it can distract you. So what changes can you make that would help? And I'm not talking about a whole big home remodeling. I'm talking about little tweaks that you might be able to make to round up your stuff and create spaces for yourself that are very usable and support the kind of self-care activities that you want to do for you. You know, setting up those spaces and making the time to set up those spaces is a self-care activity in itself. And it is worthy of your time. Commitment takes work. Be gentle with yourself as you're building your self-care commitment. It will really pay off. And now it's time for a Take 10 with Jen tip, a 10-minute self-care activity that will have a big positive impact in just a few little minutes. And to help you take action to commit to self-care, here's a barrier-busting assignment for you. I want you to take 10 minutes and only 10 minutes. Do not overthink this. Give yourself 10 minutes and look at your calendar. Think about your list of activities, the things that you regularly say yes to. This plays off of that tip I gave you earlier. I want you to take the action on this right here, right now. Take 10 minutes. And think about something, identify one thing from your daily or weekly schedule that could go away so that you could use that time for self-care. Maybe it's something that you're doing that just doesn't need to be done anymore. Maybe it's something that still needs to be done, but you don't need to do it. Maybe you can delegate it to someone else, or maybe you can just pare it down so that you're not spending quite so much time on that thing? Where can you get creative with how to choose to use your time so that you can take better care of you and really commit to yourself and to your self-care? Doesn't the thought of reclaimed time sound awesome? It does to me. You're worth it. I hope you enjoy that 10-minute self-care activity. Please follow, like, and subscribe to the Take Care Tips podcast. And if you like what you hear, I'd be grateful for a positive review. It helps to expand our reach so that we can serve many others. And let's stay connected in between podcasts. I'm hosting 12 days of self-care in our private Facebook group, and I'd love for you to join us there. It's all free. There's a daily giveaway, too. We're having a lot of fun in that group. Just search Take Care Tips Community on Facebook and click to join. I really hope to see you there. Thanks for listening, and take care.